Elba. When she tells me her name, I'm thinking of Napoleon's exile there, of his hand and paintings oddly tucked away, and the vague memory that it meant something once. I'm thinking then of Bugs Bunny aping Bonaparte, and how, as a child, I laughed, but did not know the thousands dead in his name. I'm thinking not at all what she would like, kneeling there in the aisle of this plain, when she asks if I was born this way, and who in Chicago takes care of me, a wife, a girlfriend. She knows one or the other is in my life. When I tell her which two white rings of bone in my neck are fused, wired, made one, I can see her ardor marry grief, and I want to save her from my life. I tell her that some now think Napoleon died of a hormonal disease, slowly making of him a woman, his body white, smooth, hairless, with breasts a physician thought beautiful. And though she smiles, I cannot tell which story she no longer wants to know.